You will notice that in the first three verses, there is a description of the Lord. In the verses 4 and 5, you will find a change from the Lord to the Brahman. I told you three important words in the Ishopanishad: Brahman, Purusha, Ishvara. And the first three verses refer to Ishvara. In these two verses, we have now the description of the Brahman. That is to say, you will find the word it instead of he. In the first three verses, the Lord is referred to as he. Brahman is referred to as it. Because Brahman, as I told you, means the essence. The essence which spreads out everywhere. If you have essence of rose and you have a beautiful drink of rose water, then the essence of rose spreads into the entirety of water. It has the same sense and fragrance as the original essence. So that which spreads out is the power, is the force of the essence. In the verses 4 and 5, it says, one unmoving that is swifter than mind, that the gods reach not, for it progresses ever in front. That standing passes beyond others as they run. In that, it doesn't say in him, in that the master of life establishes the waters. That moves and that moves not. That is far and the same is near. That is within all this and that also is outside all this. The Lord and the Brahman are one and the same. And yet there is a difference. The Lord in the form of essence is the same everywhere. But the Lord as the master, he presides over everything. Therefore, there is some difference between him and the others. This is the speciality of the nature of the Supreme. There is nothing, as I had said, comparable to the Supreme because he is only one. If there was somebody else, you could have compared him with something else. But he is incomparable. And the speciality of the nature of that reality is that is at once essence and the Lord. And as essence, it spreads everywhere. And there is no difference between the Brahman and all that is manifested. This is the speciality of what is called Upanishadic. According to Upanishad, there is only one reality. This is the metaphysics of Upanishads. There is only one reality. In Sanskrit, there is a famous sentence, Ekam eva advitiyam. Ekam means one. Ekam eva, only. Eva is only. Advitiyam, without the second. It emphasizes, it is one, only, without the second. There is nothing in this world which is not the Brahman. Everything in the world is Brahman. This oneness is the hallmark of the highest realization. When it is asked, what is the special meaning of spirituality? The answer is the sense of oneness. It is when you feel oneness, then you are truly spiritual. So long as you feel difference, there is still some kind of lacuna in your realization. And yet, difference is not absent. But this difference is a part of the nature of oneness. Difference that does not oppose the oneness. Such is the nature of the ultimate reality. And in this particular verse, number 4, this identity is expounded. One unmoving that is swifter than mind, that the gods reach not, for it progresses ever in front. Their standing passes beyond others as they run. In that, the master of life establishes the waters. It moves, that moves and that moves not. It's the same reality. That moves and that does not move. It is the essence which always remains the same. It moves not. It is the essence which spreads out everywhere. There is no difference between them. That which is far is also very near. That is within all this, that also is outside all this. Wherever you look out, whether you look into the essence or where you look out into the spreading of that essence everywhere, it is the same reality. Now there are two important statements in these two verses which we should lay